No, surprisingly not. I guess with all you guys here at the moment, it's kind of a bit like, oh, geez, haven't had this before in the gym. But surprisingly, I hold my nerves pretty well up until I really think about the actual moment. That's where I get the nerves come in. The prep is basically finished. Now it's just sharpening the tools and making sure I'm not overtrained. So this is the relaxation type week. Even though we've still got to get some short, hard stuff in, it's pretty much an ease off to what I was doing. That's all right. I'm the only one that, me and Glenn are the only one that have read that plan, and it's a plan that I've heard him speak to me about 1,000 times. So reading over, it's just like listening to him talk to me in the ring. So I think what he's written down is spot on, and I think we can get the job done if I can follow it 100%. Look, he's been telling me these 10 points for a long time in this preparation, but he only sent it to me over the weekend and said to just read it over a few times and make sure I've got it clarified what I need to do. And I've read it over a couple of times now, and it's, as I said, it's just like listening to Glenn talk to me when I read it. It's perfectly worded of what I need to do. Yes, I've dared to dream, that's for sure. It's something I've had to do for a long time now, and even just dare to dream to get this fight in the first place has been a dream come true. So I've definitely been dreaming about that belt being put around my waist. Yeah, for sure. I've trained the hardest I have for this fight, and to finally get to get in the ring and show what I've done is all I want to do at this stage. I've finished all that hard work, and I'm just ready to show that in the ring. Life will probably change. I don't know. It's hard to kind of picture myself changing. I can't imagine me personally changing, but I guess your time becomes shorter, and being able to give that to spread that thin throughout people, that's probably going to be the biggest change. Yeah, the Marquez knockout has definitely been probably our main point. Marquez has fought Pacquiao brilliant, like the best anyone has fought Pacquiao. So he's someone that we have looked at a lot, and to land the same punch that Marquez did in the fight, which is that big overhand right, that's definitely what we'll be looking for. Yep, I think it's been a little while since Jeff's been world champion. I think it's time for another one to be world champion. It's definitely massive for Australia, me having this fight here in Brisbane, especially. Just having the fight would be a massive boost for Australia, but being able to land the fight here, and that's credit to JUCO Events. They've done a massive job getting it here, and the government, Tourism Queensland, and everyone has done their job to get the fight here. So if I can win it, then it changes Australian boxing, I think, big time. Because it's broadcast all around the world, it doesn't bother me that much, because I've fought at the Olympic Games before, and knowing that, I think the main thing for me that really sits with me is knowing that all my family and friends and the people that I know personally are watching. Of course, it's great knowing that a whole heap of other people around the world are going to be watching, but I've been there and done that at the Olympics, maybe not to this scale, but it's still a similarity that I'm putting together. They think it's amazing. The kids that I've taught, I've had a lot of messages from them, and I've also had even kids wait outside a press conference, I think at my last fight from Brisbane State High, and that was pretty cool having them kind of come up to me and be so excited. And I still see kids from Springwood State High School at our boxing program, and they're always excited to see me for that. There's not much difference in the crowd size, is there? Yeah, from 1,500 crowd size to 55,000, it's a massive jump. But I guess where I fought before has been in a small location, so the crowd kind of seems louder than it is. It kind of echoes in the room. But to be in a stadium like Suncorp, the Cauldron, who knows? I don't know. I've never been in a situation like that before, but I think the more pressure that's on me for a fight, the better I perform. Oh, he was really good. Cesar Amonsait, he was, I think, perfect sparring for me. He's the same kind of height as Manny. He moves similar. I guess you can't mimic Manny Pacquiao in what he does, but he was trying as hard as he could for me to do that, and he's a tough guy, and he did all the rounds with me. I didn't get other sparring partners jumping in and out fresh, so he was an amazing sparring partner for me.